was learning and I forgot. I'm sorry. But said, when we get that, we'll have to make these last couple of minutes good. Mispas Emes says in Gavaldi Gavard, he says that the last ness that happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the period, starting with Avram, there were many nisim to the others. And then afterwards in Klal Yisrael, the last ness that we have a Kriyas Yomtiv for is Chanukah. And Chanukah happened after Purim, so the last ness that happened was the ness of Chanukah. And after that, there hasn't been nisim. As Pashas, you would say, okay, so we're doing Zecha, the ness of many years ago, and it happens to be the last ness. Svasemis says, Chiddush. He says, the word is because it's the last ness, it's the ness that has to keep us throughout the Gullus, and it had in it the Koyach to be Mechazik us and be Ma'ir us throughout the Gullus that we didn't need another ness. Everything we needed in this Gullus, all the Chizik we can get, is already packed into the Ner of Chanukah. It's a Yuchadikah ness, and it packs it all in. And that's why it's Bizman Choyshech, Derech Kal, the mitzvahs we do is Bayoin. Over here it's a mitzvah we do Balayla, because this Ness is a Meyuchadik Ness that is a Ness for the rest of Golos, until we'll be Zeicha to the next Ness, which is Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi and the Gula Shleima. I mean, we have Siyata Dishmaya and beautiful things happen to us all the time, but a Nes Kilo on the Darga of Chanukah, that the next time will be the Gula Sina. What is the Nukuda of Chanukah which stays with us L'Dairus? And what's the message that we're supposed to take out that's meaningful and that empowers us through the Gullus we're in now? As Reb Tzadik makes a dig in the Alanisim. When we're saying in the Alanisim, the Haidah for the Ness, as we point out that it was Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim. It was Tumanim Biyad Tahoyrim. And it was Biyad Oiske Sarasecha. As he says that over here wasn't a mere battle over a piece of ground. Like this Israel, the Arabs want it, and it's a fight over who gets the piece of ground. This is not what's going on over here. Over here was the war of Koichas Haran Nabriya against the Koichas HaTayv Nabriya. It was Tzadikim against Rishoyim. It was Tahirim against Tumeyim. It was the Koichas HaRav Nabriya being Oymer Umisnagid. And the Nes HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was Hashem so that when Tzadikim, Ba'oimet, Umischazik, in their matzav of Golus, Hashem will be with them and help them. And help them to be Mis'ala and Mis'raimim in the Golus and in the Choshech that they're in. And that's the powerful message of Chanukah that stays with us Ad Yemos HaMashiach. That's why we say, Ma'asur, Oz Egbar Mashir Mizmor. What do you mean we'll finish? Chanukah was the start of the Gula Hasida, Va'oz Egmar. And the Gula Hasida, it's gonna finish. And this message is the message that carries us through Gavus. The R. What does the R symbolize? The R symbolizes when a Yid is Mischazik, the Shekina is with him. He's not alone. Hashem's gonna help him. And that's what the R symbolizes. It's the R of the Meir of the Beis Hamikdash, that the Gemara in Shabbos says that the R of the Beis Hamikdash was the Mokar, which was the Simen Sheshchina Shaira B'Yisrael. That was the one Kli where they saw the Shechina was Shaira B'Yisrael. What was the Yichud? Because there was one Ner that burnt longer than it was supposed to. It was supposed to go out in the morning. The Ner Maravi burnt until the next afternoon. L'lametcha sheshchina shayru b'Yisrael. Because Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. As the symbolism of the neshama of a yid is the Ner. As the place where you saw the Shechina was there was even when it goes out, of Hashem still with us and Hashem still there for us. because that's the beautiful message of Chanukah that empowers us in the galus that we're in now. And Hashem is always with us. Hashem's going to help us. And even if it looks like the matzah, there's so many mysterious around us, and how can we overcome it? The avoida is for us to be mishtadel, us to try. And Hashem will be with us, and Hashem is going to help us. As the ner of Chanukah is the light at the end of everyone's tunnel. It's the symbolism that Hashem's with us and is going to help us. But we have to do our ishtadlis. We have to be madlik our neshama. We have to do our ishtadlis to be this Allah and this Raymond. We live in a dar where we suffer from a very deep chill. People are scared to be too serious, too intense. People are not shayif to go very, very high. It's simple. They don't have that burn, that drive, that desire, that chutz from when you see them on the dance floor. Whoa! You know, after they're jumping high up in the sky for 30 minutes, all of a sudden they put up the bass and everyone goes flying again. Pashit, you can't keep them on the floor. It's whoa. That's Ner Chanukah is the bass machine of Hashem. It's supposed to kindle you and send you up, jumping again. It's the beat that keeps us going in the heart, very, very deep in the heart of the Yid. It reminds us, don't give up, keep on going, keep on trying. Hashem's watching, Hashem's there with you, and Hashem's going to help you. That's the deep meaning of Ba'alokis Ner Chanukah. We're looking at Neiris, but many people, when they look at the Neiris, they see a nice light and they sing a nice tune, but they don't chop the pnimius of what's going on. What's going on is a very deep connection to Hashem. It's reminding us Hashem is with us. Hashem is there for you. Hashem is going to help you. Hashem is going to help you be misaleh. Just the key is we have to take the first step. By the way, what took them so long for the Chashmonaim to get together? Like, what happened? What took so long? The period of the Yavanim was a very long galus. All of a sudden, they were mischazik. What happened? You know what took them a long time? Because they were petrified. They were so scared. They thought they could never win. And Apiteva, they were right. Where were they? They were hiding in the caves. They were hiding in the Midbar. They were hiding from the Yavanim. And they were learning, but they were learning in private. They were learning far away. They were doing mitzvahs far away. Because they never thought they'd be able. Where did it start from? As the Medrash says, that the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, when she was engaged to get married, when she got married, she came out and she wasn't Tzanua. As they all got fired up at her, wow, a Pas Kohen Gadol is going off? Shh. I hear those stories, you know, in different places, but the Pas Kohen Gadol, how could it be? And she said, I don't get it. You guys are getting so excited and you're so upset at me that I'm going off. What about the Yavanim? Why aren't you upset at the Yavanim that there's a gzera of kol hanisis tiboyo lahag min tchila? You're like such kanoim against each other. You see someone that's not being frum. Oy vey! Someone that's not learning. Oy! We're such kanoim against each other. What about against the Yavanim? About the koyches harasha ba'olam? And the brothers said, so what should we do? She said she's going to the king. They should come with her and you should kill him. And the guy who was the head of Eretz Yisrael, she went. She said she's the Bas Kohen Gadol. She doesn't want to go to Stam, any governor, any mayor, even the mayor of New York City. She doesn't want to go to. She wants the president of Israel. Oh. She went to the president of Israel that he should have, or agree with whoever Israel at that time. Yeah, and they killed him. And all his people around him, and then it started. as they want a matzav of yush, they want a matzav of we can't. What do you expect us to do? We're running away. We're doing good. We're doing the best in the matzav. You ever hear any Bachram say that? We're doing the best in the matziv. What do you want from us? Why are you always wanting us to be better? We're doing great. Look at everyone else. Oh, but she was ma'ir them. It took one lady to be ma'ir them, and she veered their energy in a way that changed history and could change our lives today too. We have so much energy. We have so much inside of us. Let's let it loose. Let's veer it in the right direction. Let's believe in ourselves. We can see Yeshua's for ourselves. We can grow. We could shtai. We could raise to such heights. Between me and you, it's something we see all the time. Now, sometimes it's like, okay, what are you asking for? A nest that's like Meshunadig, that's Me'al HaTeva. You see Bachrim that get fired up in the mirror and lives that change all the time. It's unbelievable. People came, you look back many years, like this one was supposed to be, his father was a head of a pharmacy company, and he was supposed to go into his father's business. He had his life ahead of him. He was a Rebbe in Yeshiva for many years, and this one had a, he just got caught up. He just was Messiah, and he changed his life. He has children that are going up. He was in in a kollel in Miami, a Rosh kollel. So he came over to me and he said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Not really. Could you give me a hint?" A lot of people, he said, "I was in the shir and you saved my life." I was like, "Okay, this sounds like a very money video." I'm joking. What do you mean we saved your life? He says, "When I was a bachur in yeshiva, my parents wanted me very much to go to college. And you told my parents that it's so not kedai. I'm so special in Limud. I could shtai, I could be very special, I really learn. And you told my parents they're going to have a lot of nachas for me. My parents let me learn because of you. I do not remember the story. I'm very happy I did it. But this person gets the credit, not me. This person had the schus that Hashem should put the right words, but it wasn't me. It was Hashem made that his parents should change their mind. Now he's a Reish Kailo. His sons, he only would send to Brisk, of course, or from Yeshua. He wouldn't send to his Rebbe, but But I'm very, very proud. Yeah, I'm impressed by you. But these are stories that happen all the time. People get turned on. People get, even by Yachli Kala, people that come back, and the amount of time they learn. People tell me they start learning 3 hours, 4 hours of Lima, first Seder, night Seder, afternoon. Yeshiva Bachrim that have turned on, become Reish Kailin, Avrechim. Unbelievable, the koyach that we have. And if you would ask him at the time, he said, "When you told my parents, I Pasha didn't believe you that I could ever turn out this way. But look, I'm looking back 30 years later, I can't believe it." And it's Pasha. It's not a big chiddush, because we all have a chelek eloi kamimal, and we all have a beautiful future. But if you have to work to bring it out, you have to believe in it and make it happen. And that's the aura of the Menorah. It's the most penetrating aura. It goes very, very deep into the neshama. If you look at it the right way. This is the aura of hope. The aura you can raise above. The aura you can go me'alu me'ever in your whole chayim. You could lift yourself above the koiches hara that are trying to pull you down. You could be Miss Kaddish, you could be Miss Raymond. Believe in yourself, go to war, fight for it, and be'ez Hashem. You'll have Siyata Deshmaya, and everyone will see the Or HaGonis, the Or HaShchina will be with them and help lift them up, and they should be safe for the beautiful futures like the Chashmonaim did for Klal Yisrael.